From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea fired two medium-range ballistic missiles from its east coast Wednesday. The first of the Musudan missile launches was deemed a failure. The second traveled some 400 kilometers before falling into the sea. What one analyst told VOA was a partial success. Analyst and former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer Cedric Layton calls the twin launchers a direct challenge to U.S. strategic interests in the region.
They also want to send a signal not only to the U.S. but also to China that they are willing and able to exercise whatever weapons they want to exercise, and they also are fully capable of launching those weapons. And it looks as if they are very much into the idea of creating a nuclear umbrella over North Korea, and they're well on their way to doing so.
The missile has a reported range of up to 4,000 kilometers, which, if fired successfully, could reach targets in Japan, China, and Guam. A U.S. spokesman condemned the latest attempts, which violate U.N. Security Council resolutions. The International Criminal Court Tuesday handed down its harshest sentence yet against former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba for leading a campaign of rape and murder in neighboring Central African Republic.
The chamber sentences Mr. Jean-Pierre Bemba Gombo to a total of 18 years of imprisonment and informs the parties and participants that reparations to victims pursuant to Article 75 of the statute, shall be addressed in due course.
ICC Judge Sylvia Steiner said Bemba failed to exercise control over his private army, which in 2002-2003 carried out rapes, murders, and pillaging of what she called particular cruelty. This is VOA News. Iraq's military pressed its five-week offensive into the western city of Fallujah against its Islamic State defenders. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook Tuesday provided an operational update.
About a third of the city has been cleared of ISIL forces, and Iraqi forces continue to advance at a rate of about 5 to 10% of the city per day, being careful to safeguard the lives of civilians and limit property damage to the extent possible.
Another U.S. defense spokesman described the rest of the city as being contested. The Iraqi military said IS fighters have been pushed back to northern and western neighborhoods. Rival sides in the British referendum on whether to leave or stay in the European Union in a vote Thursday clashed in debate late Tuesday in London. Sadiq Khan is the current mayor of London.
The idea smaller countries can negotiate better deals than the European Union is rubbish.
Khan said Britain stands to get better trade deals with China and the US by staying in the European Union. Boris Johnson, the former London mayor, is a leading Leave campaign advocate.
I think we've heard an amazing amount of running down of our city and our country. The astonishing thing, I think, is that they underestimate, the Remain side continually underestimate, our ability to do better deals if we're left to do it on our own.
Prime Minister David Cameron, who advocates staying in the EU, told the Financial Times the outcome of the referendum will be close. Jordan says that six border guards were killed, 14 wounded, by a suicide bomber who drove a car at a high rate of speed across the Syrian frontier and slammed into a military outpost. The army has declared the border area a military zone and sealed the border against further attacks. The Nigerian government says it reached a ceasefire with militants that have taken responsibility for attacks on the country's vital oil infrastructure, but in a Twitter feed, the Niger Delta Avengers denied the existence of any truce, saying they never remember having any agreement on ceasefire with the Nigerian government. Australian investigators say debris that washed up on a remote island off the southern coast has been ruled out as coming from the missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. The debris was discovered early this month on the shoreline of Kangaroo Island. The aircraft with 239 on board vanished on a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, March 8, 2014. The fate of the plane remains a mystery. U.S. diplomat Tom Shannon is in Caracas to meet both opposition members and government officials, including President Nicolas Maduro, in a bid to improve strained relations with Venezuela's socialist government. Shannon was expected to press for the release of opponents to the Maduro government, including Leopoldo Lopez. Mr. Maduro faces the prospect of a recall election as the South American country grapples with several economic challenges, including food and medical shortages, high crime, and inflation. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.